Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip codes to locate an account?
90024.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Your first and last name?
What's that? Kramer.
I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Erwin Kramer.
Thank you for that information. I have located that account, and may I please have your shipping address for security measures?
10490 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1701, Los Angeles, 90024.
Thank you for that information as well. I'm showing where an order was placed for the Testonics, which is an all-natural ingredient male enhancement product that increases the strength as well as the pleasure, as well as the Nitro Onyx, which opens the blood vessels. And how may I assist you with those two products?
I did not order a refill on these. I don't want to continue, and I want to take the two charges. $90 each is ridiculous in that area. $92.90 and $91.89.
Okay, so I do see those charges that you're talking about. I'm showing where the initial order was placed on 3/18. Where you placed the order and you paid the shipping of $7.45 and $6.70 for each of the products. However, it did state in the terms and conditions at the time of placing the order that it was a 14-day trial where we shipped a 30-day supply of the product to see if it's something that worked for you. And in the event that you did not wish to continue, it also stated that you had to call back within that 14 days to cancel to avoid being billed for the retail price of the initial products that were ordered, as well as be entered into an auto bill or an auto reship. So I am showing where a new product was shipped out to you once you were charged on May 6th.
Ma'am, I don't want this product. So
okay, I understand what you're saying, sir. However,
I'm going to call all the people on the Better Business Bureau. I'm going to put it on social media that you're a crook. Now you got to take it off, and I'm going to call City Card and tell them who you are.
Okay, so I will just go ahead and let you know about the dispute process with Citibank that you're stating, as well as with the Better Business Bureau, because we're affiliated with them. Now, they are aware of our terms and conditions. So how the dispute will work is they will provide to you the money back, and then they will open an investigation. Once they open that investigation, they have to contact us, where we have to provide them over the terms and conditions, as well as other information. Once that happens, then they will rebuild your account for what you stated was fraud. That's not fraud. So you failed to comply with the terms and conditions by counseling. So that's why you were billed. So give me
it's
one
a
second.
Scam.
Let me go ahead.
It's a
okay,
scam.
Sir.
It's a scam.
I did not. I did not.
It's a scam.
Okay, well, it's not
a
scam because you received the product, sir. So give me 1 second as I was stating, because I did not interrupt you. So I do expect the same respect. So just give me 1 second while I'm trying to assist you with getting that account canceled. And I'm going to also speak with my supervisor to see if there's a way that she can assist you, seeing that you failed to comply with the terms and conditions. So give me one moment.
Well, it was probably hidden somewhere.
No, sir. You had to agree to those
do.
Before
I
we can actually send out our
it.
Product. Okay, give me a second. Okay, sir. So I did go ahead and speak with the supervisor. She is able to offer a 35% refund on those two charges.
Only 35%? No, I want it all off. I don't want this product. I'll ship it right back to you.
Okay, we do have a zero return policy.
that your company is even listed in my computer. What is wrong with you?
No, what is wrong with you? So just give me 1 second, sir. So I am going to go ahead and speak with my supervisor again to see how she can assist you. But as I did state, now with that dispute, they will take that money back out of your account. So we're just trying to work the situation so that it will be a win-win situation since you are having two of our products. So give me one moment.
I'll send them back. I don't want them.
Okay, sir, and as I just stated to you, we do have a zero return policy, so you can't return the product. So just hold tight and give me a moment.
I don't want them, and they didn't work, so I don't want them. It's a fraudulent product.
Okay, sir. So I did speak with the supervisor again. She's able to offer a 50% refund.
No, I want the full amount. This is a fraud. Where does it say it costs $90 for each of these stupid
I can provide
pills
to you the website, sir, that you failed to read. So the website
well,
is
I didn't
test.
Fail to read anything.
Yes, sir,
I
you did
it,
because the
I
information was
it
there. So
everyone
doesn't have the same
somewhere
issue that you have. So the website is trytestonics.com, and it has the terms and conditions right there on the website. But give me 1 second. I'm going to speak with my supervisor again to see what she can do for you. However, I did state that it is outside of my control of providing a refund, seeing that you didn't call within
well,
that 14 days.
I don't want, I'm going to
okay
the bills back. I don't want them.
Okay, well, I have
I
already stated.
I want a refund or I'm calling Citibank.
Okay. Okay, and you're gonna stop interrupting me while I'm speaking.
I'm gonna block for you on social media.
Okay, that's fine, sir. But however, you're gonna stop interrupting me while I'm speaking so that I can assist you in a timely manner as well as, you know, as presentable as I can. So just give me 1 second. As I stated, I am gonna speak with my supervisor again. But I am just here trying to assist you so that you won't lose your money. But give me a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, so I did speak with my supervisor for the last time, and she did say that she's able to provide a 75% refund.
75%. So what is that?
Okay, you can, I don't know, you can do the math on that. It's 75% of the 90, give me 1 second, let me see what the charges are. The 92.90 and 91.89.
Yeah, I know. Let me see what this is. One second.
So I'm looking at it. So it'll be $69.67 for the $92.90 and for the $91.89.
I don't think you got your what discount 69 discount, not charged. 75% of 90 is not 60.
Okay, I said it's a refund, so I didn't say it was a discount. So if you take 92.90 subtracted by 75%, that is a refund of 69.75, and then for the 91.89. It'll be $68.91.
So that's like $40. These two pills? It's ridiculous. How do you have a nerve to charge $90 for a bottle of pills? I never paid $90 for a bottle of pills in my life.
Okay, well, sir, I do apologize. The information was there. You can stop raising your voice at me, sir. You can stop raising your voice at me. So that is...
I'm sorry. I know it's not you. It's your company.
So don't take that out on me, sir, because the terms and conditions as well as the price were on the website. I do apologize if you did not see those.
Yeah, I know, but you hide it. So it's a scam. I've been through this before. It's a scam. I know it. And I'm calling Citibank to communicate you.
Okay, so you don't want the 75% refund because I did state to you what Citibank is going to, how they're going to handle it.
Oh, you've been through this many times, I'm sure. How are they going to handle it? They're not going to give me my money back?
They're going to give it back to you, but then they're going to have to open an investigation and call our company, and we have to provide them the terms and conditions as well as other information showing that the product was... actually delivered to the address, and then they're going to take that money back out of your account.
Well, I'm going to call them anyway because they got to know you're a fraud.
Okay, so give me 1 second, sir. I can go back to my supervisor. This is the ultimate last time that I'm going to go and speak to her on the situation. So give me one moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were refunded for the $92.90 and the $91.89. It takes 3 to 5 business days to see the refunds. Is there anything else?
Are you refunding the full amount now?
Did you just hear that I stated that there's a refund of $92.90 and $91.89?
Okay, and it takes
45 days. So is there anything
days?
Else? That's not what I stated. I said 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.